Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, March 2nd. Tesla appears to be giving up on the idea for a drive-in restaurant in LA, but the location is to become one of the biggest superchargers with version 3 in the world. In 2018, Elon Musk said that Tesla plans to open, quote, an old-school drive-in roller skates and rock and roll restaurant at one of the new Tesla supercharger locations in Los Angeles. A few months later, Tesla actually applied for a building permit for a restaurant and supercharger station at a location in Santa Monica. It has since sat unused, but now the new plan submitted shows the station with solar canopies and some amenities, but no restaurant. There's going to be a restroom on site and 62 supercharger stalls, making it one of the biggest supercharger stations in the world. New Tesla solar roof tiles in a different color have been spotted at the automaker's test facility near Fremont Factory in California. When Tesla first unveiled these solar roof tiles in 2016, the product wasn't fully formed yet, but the company had several different designs. Even today, we only have a single version of tiles being installed on customer roofs. A group of Tesla short sellers on Twitter have been often flying over Tesla's facility in the Bay Area, and this time they spotted test homes for solar roof tiles with a bronze color that hasn't been seen before. Tesla has built these homes at its factory in order to not only test the iterations of these solar tiles, but also to train roofing teams, both internal teams and from third-party roofing companies, to install the tiles and rapidly and efficiently deploy them. Tesla is rumored to be behind a massive new land deal to secure over 100 acres next to its Gigafactory Shanghai in China. Gigafactory Shanghai has been expanding so fast that Tesla is running out of physical space to grow the location in the Shanghai Free Trade Zone. New reports from China are stating that Tesla is behind the new deal to secure the 113 acres of land next to the factory. China's state-run media, the Global Times, reports, quote, a plot of 461,142 square meters, located within the Ling'an Heavy Duty Equipment Industrial Zone, was transferred for the use of new energy vehicle manufacturing with the investment intensity of no less than 14,925 yuan per square meter, a land transfer announcement on the official website of Shanghai Land Market showed on Monday. Tesla is not officially named in the document, but the automaker is believed to be behind the deal for the adjacent land. It should be clarified that the land itself will be owned by the Chinese Communist Party, but the factory that is going to be built there, that'll belong to Tesla. Elon Musk says that Tesla will launch its subscription service for its full self-driving package within the next 3 to 4 months. Although the deadline for this service has been pushed back several times, Musk confirmed on Twitter that the timeline is now, for sure, during the second quarter of 2021, which puts the release just between April and June. Musk has a very high opinion of purchasing self-driving outright, which he recently moved up to $10,000, but in the past has said is worth $100,000 in his mind. The subscription service is expected to cost over $100 per month, but with Tesla, all things are possible. Recent job postings on Rivian's career page reveal the automaker is searching for manufacturing engineers to develop solid-state batteries. The five positions currently listed are for Rivian's Palo Alto facility in California. Solid-state batteries have been touted for their potential of higher capacity compared to conventional lithium-ion EV automakers currently use. That includes Rivian, actually. Just yesterday, the news broke that another young EV startup, Fisker, gave up on solid-state batteries that they claimed would soon break through in impressive specifications. We'll see if Rivian can heed the warning that Fisker has laid. Volvo today unveiled the C40 Recharge electric SUV, the Swedish automaker's second all-electric vehicle and the first built from the ground up to be electric. Volvo describes it saying, quote, the C40 Recharge has all the benefits of an SUV, but with a lower and sleeker design. It's based on the CMA vehicle platform and the first Volvo model in history designed as pure electric only. Now, in terms of powertrain, the Volvo C40 Recharge is equipped with a dual-motor all-wheel drive drivetrain, a 78-kilowatt-hour battery pack that Volvo says will enable around 260 miles of range. The C40 Recharge will go in production this fall and will be built alongside the XC40 Recharge at the Volvo Cars manufacturing plant in Ghent, Belgium. We have a wealth of pictures on our site, electrek.co, showcasing the new car and its sleek design. Volvo announced today its plans to phase out internal combustion engine vehicles, including hybrids, and only sell all-electric cars by the end of the decade. While several other automakers have announced phase-outs of the internal combustion engine, this is one of the strongest announcements of its type since it leaves no room for hybrids or plug-in. Håkan Samuelsson, CEO of Volvo, commented saying, quote, "To remain successful, we need profitable growth. So instead of investing in a shrinking business, we choose to invest in the future, electric and online. We are fully focused on becoming a leader in the fast-growing premium electric segment." Now, in Electrek's take, Volvo has only two cars announced at the moment, so to catch up, they're going to need to step on the gas. Or the throttle. Yeah, they're going to step on the throttle. That's it. Electrek takes a look at one of the lesser-known car companies, Faraday Future. The company was founded in 2014 by Jia Yuting, aka YT Jia, in Carson, California, south of LA. The company's name is a nod to the scientist Michael Faraday. His work was instrumental in the laws of electromagnetism, electrochemistry, and electrolysis. In 2015, before unveiling a single vehicle, Faraday Future announced $1 billion towards a manufacturing facility in northern Las Vegas. The following January in 2016, they unveiled its first EV concept, the Faraday Future 01. A race car in every aspect capable of 1,000 horsepower, they claimed. Later that year, Faraday Future nixed construction at the Las Vegas site due to financial issues. The company pushed onward with the announcement of its first production EV, the Faraday Future 91, in 2017. By the end of the year, however, Faraday Future's CFO and CTO had left. Those two actually formed their own company down the street called Canoe. Ups and downs continued to plague the company, but at the end of January 2021, Faraday Future announced that it would be entering the NASDAQ through an SPAC merger with Property Solutions Acquisition Corp, valued at $3.4 billion. According to the automaker's press release, the merger would provide $1 billion gross proceeds to support the Faraday Future 91, scaled production and delivery. When the merger is complete, the Faraday Future 91 EV is expected to deliver within 12 months. Additionally, Chinese mega manufacturer Geely is an anchor investor and plans to help Faraday Future with their presence in China. In an effort to catch up, they currently plan to deliver their flagship vehicle, launch a second smaller EV series, then a third, and make delivery trucks all in 3 years. When Faraday Future races to meet this goal, it'll be an admirable feat indeed. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, six utilities today announced the formation of the Electric Highway Coalition. It's a plan to ensure that electric vehicle drivers have access to a network of charging stations on major highway systems in the Atlantic Coast, the Midwest and South, and the Gulf Central Plains region. The Electric Highway Coalition is American Electric Power, Dominion Energy, Duke Energy, Entergy Corp, Southern Company, and the Tennessee Valley Authority that will all provide EV drivers with a network of DC fast chargers, while the utilities will each provide EV charging with their service territories. The Connecticut Sitting Council has approved a 120-megawatt solar farm in East Windsor that covers 485 acres. It will be the largest solar farm in the northeastern U.S. and deliver enough clean energy to customers in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island as well. And this will power more than 12,000 homes. It's called the Gravel Pit Solar, and construction could begin in 2021 and finish in late 2022 or early 2023. The UK's 857-megawatt Triton Knoll offshore wind farm off the Lincolnshire coast in the Northern Sea has started to produce its first power. It's jointly owned by RWE, which manages its construction, operation, and maintenance, J-Power and Kansai Electric Power. Triton Knoll will be able to power the equivalent of more than 800,000 homes in the UK when it's fully operational. And in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Trek recently unveiled the 2021 E-Caliber line of electric bikes. They're pricey and very lightweight. The top-of-the-line model, known as the E-Caliber 9.9XX1AXS, weighs in at 34.72 pounds. Taking the removable battery and motor out allows an almost seamless transition to non-electric, coming in at 27.45 pounds. For a dual-suspension mountain bike, that is featherweight territory. Your wallet will lose some weight too, as the bike is priced at a penny below $13,000. The heavier version comes in a penny shy of $6,500. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.